while we're kneeling down to pray, if his precious blood has cleansed you and washed your sins away, that made you a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. God's children are advancing, marching till we reach this goal. We're standing up for Jesus. God's children are advancing, marching till we reach this goal. For the battle's almost over, we'll soon be going home. I can hear the sound of angels as the saints go marching in, singing praises to the captain of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. Praise God, I'm a member of the blood-washed band. I've been washed in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band. I was bound by chains of sin till one day the Master came and made me a member of the blood-washed band.
Shelton pulled us through, amen. Ruth chapter 2. Ruth chapter 2. We'll start reading in verse 11. Ruth chapter 2, and we'll start reading in verse 11. And we'll read down through the end of the chapter. In fact, let's start verse 10. That's a natural break there, so we'll read down through the end of the chapter. All right? If you're able, and you can please, if you'll stand in honor of reading the Word of God, found your place, say amen. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Ruth's talking, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take advantage of me, seeing I'm a stranger? And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not, therefore, or heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thy handmaidens. And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. It was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up, and went into the city. And her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. And Ruth the Moabite said, He said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it's good, my daughter, that thou go out with these maidens, that they meet thee not in another field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. Father, help us, Lord. There's a lot of stuff in here, Lord, a lot of good things. God, help us not to overlook them. And God, help us to take our time as we go through. And God, this is such a picture of your kindness and your love toward us as your children. And so, Lord, may we see that. And God, I just pray that you'd speak to our hearts, move in our hearts this afternoon, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, last week, we go back and kind of give you back up and get a running start. Last week, when we left off, if you remember, Ruth was, she just came back and she was working out in the field of Boaz. And Boaz, who you remember, he's the owner of the field. He had come into the field to check on his workers, and he notices Ruth, and he asks, who is she? And so, I mean, you know, it's kind of, when I thought of that, I thought, you remember back, y'all think way back, okay? You remember back when you're in school and you wrote somebody a note, you wrote a girl a note, but you went and gave it to Brother Shelton and said, hey, can you give this note to her for me? And see, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we never did. Now, some of y'all might have been, you know, you had enough guts, you know, to go and talk to a girl yourself. But, you know, me, I always went through this guy first. Any of y'all do that? Yeah, I always went through somebody first. And then I had to work up the nerve to go myself. But that's kind of what Boaz is doing. He said, listen, I noticed this. Who is she? I noticed her. And so now we're coming back to the story here, and we see that Boaz, when we start looking at him, we're going to look at him in just a minute, he's the right guy in the right place at the right time. But now remember, God's orchestrating all this, okay? Unbeknownst to any of these people. And that's what's the neat thing. And that's just like God to work in our life. God will do that for all of us. He wants to do that for us. But we've got to take that step back. God could not work in the life of Ruth and Naomi until they first turned and went the direction and took that step of faith in their life. And so now they've done that. And there's three key players, and they're all three right here, Boaz, Ruth, and Naomi. First one I want you to see is Boaz. He's the Redeemer. Look in the 10th verse here in chapter 2. And notice what Ruth says. It says, then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? In verses 11, 12, 14 through 16, Boaz responds to Ruth's questions. And when she asked that question, why have I found grace in thine eyes, that you take knowledge of me or noticed me. And, you know, when I think of that, I think the same thing about me and why God takes notice of me. Listen, there's nothing in me that would make God sit up and take notice of who I am or anything about me. But listen, I know that God takes notice of his children. He knows everything about us. And so I want to see some things here in Boaz. Notice in verse 11, we see the pity of Boaz. He tells Ruth that he knows about her deeds and he knows about her faith in the Lord. And he also says that he heard about her devotion and service to her mother-in-law. Now, listen, I'm telling you, there's a lot of times people call into question your actions and your motives. Amen? A lot of times in our lives we do things and people look at us and they say, now, wait a minute, why are you doing that, you know? But I want you to understand, in fact, verse Samuel 16:7, and I'm thankful for this, because the Bible says it, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And I'm thankful. Listen, in all my years of ministry, you do a lot of things, trying to do the right thing, trying to do what God, and there's a lot of times when people call your motive into question. Even what you do, sometimes you're trying to do something to help somebody, and somebody always wants to scrutinize and criticize your motives for doing something. But I'm thankful to God that he keeps a record. I'm thankful to God that one day, the Bible says, the book shall be opened. And listen, all the things that we've ever done, all of our motives are going to come out. So God help us, one, to make sure we have the right motives for what we do. But I'm thankful, too, that there's going to be a reward given to the faithful child of God. So if I would encourage you, listen, I would encourage you, keep doing what God would have you to do. Don't give up, no matter if somebody questions your motives or not. Stay the course and just do what God wants you to do. Do the right thing. So notice number two, the prayer of Boaz. Look in verse 12. He says, the Lord recompense thy work. Now that's important. When you read here, you get the idea that practically the whole town knew that Ruth had forsaken her own people and had come back to with Naomi and to take care of her and wanting to follow God and wanting to become identified with his people and or with the people of God. And so when you see that Boaz, what he says to her, it's very important. Now, one thing I want you to notice is, though, that folks, listen, when we do the right thing for God, God, number one, he takes notice of us. And when you make the decision to completely follow God and you turn back on the world, listen, God always knows where you are. When you face persecution, when you face trials, when you face tribulation, listen, if you're going and you're walking in the will of God for your life, listen, God will always take care of his children, and we can say amen. And if you, again, back in verse 12, when it says the Lord recompense your work, he is literally pronouncing a blessing on Ruth, acknowledging her faith. And notice what he says. He declares that she has taken refuge, this is important, under God's wings. That is an important statement, okay? Very important. And I've got some verses I want you to read along with me. Look in Deuteronomy chapter 32. We'll start there. Deuteronomy, I've got several, so keep your Bible open. Deuteronomy chapter 32, and look in verse 11. When you get there, say amen. Okay, back up to verse 10. No, back up to verse 9, okay? For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is a lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. We're talking about God taking care of him. He says, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them and beareth them on her wings. That's letting us know then, folks, isn't it? God protects his children. Look in Psalm.